Hawks, welcome back to this week's episode of United Colors of Liberty. We're your hosts, Maya Silberman.
And Vernu.
And today we're here with...
Zoe Langford.
So, to start off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a sophomore at Liberty High School, and I take art, and I'm participating in the 2022 Art with ACYL.
Amazing. Anything you do outside of school?
Oh, I am a black belt in Taekwondo.
What type of piece did you submit for BASE this year?
I submitted a self-portrait, and it is on black paper, and it has a contrast with colors, and it has bubbles.
Bubbles. Nice. Great. So you said you had a black belt in Taekwondo. You want to tell us about your black belt journey?
Sure. I've been doing Taekwondo for like 5-6 years, and I'm a second degree black belt. I do compete sometimes, and that's usually with weapons or form.
Okay.
What are weapons and form?
Weapons, I can alternate between nunchucks and bow staffs, and then form is like this Taekwondo choreography that we use to showcase our skills.
Okay, solid. What is your favorite part about Taekwondo?
My favorite part about Taekwondo is just having time to spend with other people and then practicing, because we get to showcase each other's skills and then try to improve it.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any like other type of martial arts?
No, this is actually my first.
How long have you been doing it? I said 5-6 years. Okay, sorry, I didn't remember that part.
Do you plan to like do any other kinds, or are you like cool with this one?
Just chilling with this one.
Great.
I was forced to do it.
So how exactly did you get into Taekwondo?
Well, I had a friend who was competing, and they were actually really good, and they got me interested in, and especially with weapons, they were really good, and they're like state level champions, and they're a really good friend of mine.
So how has your overall experience at Liberty been so far?
Well, coming to Liberty, I found out there's a lot of cultural diversity, especially with races, and there's a lot of people you can hang out with that are pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
So with like all of those diverse groups, have you found a lot of different groups that you can relate with or like have common ground with?
Yeah, surprisingly, I am actually Wajian.
Surprisingly.
So yeah, I am part Caucasian and part Asian, which I know there are not a lot of people out there who are like that. And I have actually found quite a few people that I can just find this similarity with and just talk with them and just talk about our experiences.
Okay, so right now you are really invested in the world history grind. Yep.
Oh yeah, it's very fun learning about the Renaissance and exploration.
Love it. You dropped out of like humanities, right?
It was an unfortunate circumstance because I felt really pressured and stressed to keep on taking humanities, because as an Asian student, I was pressured to take, you know, the special, more hard-to-take classes, mm-hmm. and humanities was one of them. So I made the hard decision this year to drop it to take world history, and I believe it was a good decision.
Yeah.
World history is actually not a bad class.
So sorry, are you taking any other AP or like for AP level classes?
I took AP Psych for a semester, and for a one semester class, it gave me a lot of information about like just psychology, like how the brain works, the parts of the brains, and just how society thinks as individuals and as a whole.
Amazing. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of United Colors of Liberty. We're your hosts, Ren Yu and Maya Silverman, and we'll see you next week.